Brace the rudder! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship approaching. Over.
Roger that. Wait, is that an Enterprise sails solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. To get £100 off your first campaign, go to linkedin.com/lead to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/lead. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, May 8th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that Coinbase has agreed to acquire Deribit for about $2.9 billion. Deribit is the world's biggest trading platform for Bitcoin and Ether options. For Coinbase, the biggest cryptocurrency exchange in the U.S., the deal is a push into the highly profitable crypto derivatives market. And it's part of a wave of deals coming at a friendlier regulatory time for the crypto sector under President Trump. China's largest chipmaker, SMIC, says its net profit last quarter more than doubled from a year earlier to $188 million. The increase was driven up by customers moving up their orders amid geopolitical uncertainties and Beijing's subsidies for consumer electronics. But SMIC management cautioned that the front-loaded demand could weigh on orders in the second half of the year. And finally, streaming is helping offset TV losses. Paramount says it saw gains in its streaming business, with Paramount Plus adding 1.5 million subscribers last quarter. Revenue in its streaming business grew by 9% from the same period the previous year, but its overall revenue declined, largely because it broadcast the Super Bowl the year before. Meanwhile, Warner Brothers Discovery posted a loss of $453 million, a smaller loss than the same quarter a year ago. The company ended the quarter with over 122 million streaming subscribers, up more than 5 million from the prior quarter. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.